The Birth of Jesus. Before Jesus came to this world, he was in heaven with God. When God made the world, Jesus was there helping him. Then, much later, Jesus came to the world in the form of a man. The Bible tells us how it happened. There was a virgin named Mary. She had never slept with a man. She was planning to marry a man named Joseph. Before getting married, God sent an angel to talk to Mary. The angel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you. So God is going to give you a son. God's own spirit will put the child in you. The child's name will be Jesus. He is going to save the people from their sins." Then Mary said, "How can this be? I have never slept with a man." The angel answered her, "This will not be the son of a man. For that reason, he will be called the Son of God." Then the angel left. Soon after that, Mary went to another town and stayed there 3 months with some of her relatives. When she returned, Joseph saw that she was pregnant. Then he was troubled and planned to leave her. Then the same angel came to talk to Joseph. The angel said to him, "Don't be afraid to marry her. She is pregnant because of the Holy Spirit of God. When the child is born, give him the name Jesus. He is going to save the people from the punishment of their sins." Then Joseph married Mary, but did not sleep with her until after Jesus was born. Jesus grew up a good boy, and when he was 30 years old, he left the house of his parents. He began to go from town to town, teaching the word of God. He also healed many sick people. He made the lame to walk and the blind to see. He made the deaf to hear and the dumb to talk. He cast demons out of people who were controlled by them. He could do this because he was the Son of God. He came to help people. He saw their sinfulness, but he loved them. Because of his love, he was willing to die for all people. By dying, he made payment for our death. Believe on Jesus. He has power to free you from Satan and all evil spirits. He will do it for you if you ask him. Talk to him now. He will hear you.